action! Stop! How touch it!
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Fake hands, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. We've got the three-man booth once again today with Jason Duda in. We'll play a password game.
Is that the game?
Coming up at the top of hour number two, I suppose.
That's what you wanted the other day, you said.
Not necessarily.
That's what you said.
To try to get him here. Once you're here, you can come up with any game you want. I don't care.
Password takes time, so why would I do that?
It'd be nice to change it up.
I did change it up last time.
Occasionally.
Well, last time we played Password.
No, last time we played...
The time before that, we played Electoral Votes.
Electoral Votes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good game.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Password, see that shark up there?
Hey, that might be one of the answers. Oh, ho!
Boat.
Ball.
A game in the snow last night. In, of course, Cleveland.
Because it doesn't snow anywhere else, thankfully.
Well, doesn't it snow in Cleveland earlier than anywhere else?
There's a lake in the moron. World.
Well, not in Canada. There was snow back there a month ago. I was talking to my buddy. It was minus 20 blowing snow yesterday, so.
Has he ever sounded more Canadian? Talked to my buddy. It was snowing over there yesterday, I tell you.
It was over there, and it was cold.
Sound like a...
A what?
Nah.
Yeah, well. Be careful. That might get you slapped.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just bring some savvy to the show.
No, that's not necessary.
Why would I do that?
What'd the buddy say, and why'd you call him? Why were you talking to him?
We were talking football.
There you go.
They hadn't talked in 20 years. They were just picking up.
How'd your quarterback do? That dare do go do good, all right. Okay.
That's all it was. Not, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Well, you don't have Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was last month.
We already had Canadian Thanksgiving.
How's your family? Any of that. Did you pick up Etienne? It's a dumb...
You from India?
What?
Etienne?
Who wants Etienne?
See, that's what you talked about.
No.
Wasn't it?
Well, we did end up talking some, but we were talking vehicles and that sort of thing, because... Trying to find vehicle for Avery. We were out looking today.
And you call a guy from Canada?
If anybody has a vehicle for sale, a little sedan or a little SUV that's in good shape, just find me. Let me know. Because I can't find
anything. There's nowhere to find you. Where are they supposed to find you?
Oh, they'll find me.
How do they find you?
Call Max. It's 869-1240. He'll handle it.
The IHOP hotline?
The IHOP hotline will handle anything.
So if you got a car to sell...
Yeah, but it's got to be a good little SUV, smaller SUV or like a sedan she wants. If we can keep it between 10 and 12,
wow.
It'd be nice.
Breaking the bank for the youngster.
That's pretty pretty expensive little ride.
I got a
You know how much cars are nowadays? Like, everything's expensive.
You know what my first car was? I picked it up on the side of the road.
I wonder if it was the same as my first car, because they were probably about the same
age. I had this piece of crap.
Oh, yeah, mine wasn't a piece of crap.
And it ran about every third day, and it was just an abomination of a car. I kept it for about a month or two.
That's it?
Well, wouldn't work.
Well, why'd you buy it then?
Then I went out and got a brand new.
Oh, just big wheeling it.
Ford Pinto.
Do you think Bob test drove a car before he bought it?
No,
that's not his style.
Why are you jumping on me?
Did you?
I'm sure I did.
Probably
I had my dad with me.
Brand new.
I have a question. So, like, when you see one of those
I was 18 years old when I bought the Pinto.
Yeah, we're beyond that. I have a legitimate
I'm still talking.
I have a legitimate question.
I had a Laser. It was my first car. Oh, Bob knows about it.
Those aren't great cars, but they...
What do you mean?
They functioned well.
I don't know. Mine was in the paper. Was yours?
What's your question?
I don't know the answer to this question, and I don't care if I sound stupid.
Well,
I'd like to know, and maybe you guys know. So when you see a car on the side of the road, somebody selling it, it's obviously not like a dealership selling, it's just a guy selling his car, and it says $8,000 for the car, for example, and then I want to buy the car. Do I have to pay him $8,000 at once?
Probably.
Well, no, you go get a loan, you go talk to the guy and try to get the price down.
But you know what I'm saying? Do you owe him the full price?
Well, it depends on if you have
upon purchase.
Of course you do, but you can go get a loan.
Yeah, he's not going to say, don't worry about it. Just make me payments.
No, I'm saying maybe like the title, when it goes into your name, you now adopt payments or something.
No, you pay the guy.
You pay it right away.
But you can go get a loan.
Okay.
Same if you go buy a new car to... dealership.
Yeah, but that's down payment. That's usually money you already have.
They can finance it for you. So they're paying it off and you have to make the payments.
Right.
Not like you're just paying the dealership.
No, I understand that.
Car.
I get
Why,
that.
Did you see a car you like?
No, I just never knew the answer to that question.
It's a good thing we're here.
Well, even the two dummies like us know that one.
Well, I've never encountered that situation, so I can't provide any first-hand experience.
Did you ever buy a car from an independent guy? Is somebody selling their car?
We bought a car from Shannon's brother, but that was like $2,000, so I figured we just paid it.
Well, that you can certainly do that.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Black Betty.
The guy or woman selling the car doesn't care how you do it. They just want their money.
Could care less.
I understand, but I was saying, do we now assume payments he was making? Does the title mean it's
financed? No, he's not going to turn over the car. The deed... Of course not. You're going to pay him what you negotiate for the price of the car, and then you make the payments.
No, I pay him. There's no payments.
If you get a loan, there's payments.
Yeah, if you get a loan.
But I'm sure you probably just got like $10,000 in cash floating around.
Yeah.
Back at the house, so you could do that.
Of course.
Which would be fantastic.
Seven or eight loans.
Well, so you're looking for a car for Avery, and then in a couple years... Or less, you'll be doing the same for Jackson.
No, because Jackson will get Avery's car. That's why spend a little more on it. Well, he can't use it yet.
Well, but what's she going to do when Jackson takes her car?
Jackson will not take her car.
You just said that he gets Avery's car.
When we get another one.
So Avery
we're
has
not just giving it to Jackson.
Avery has a
Avery,
car.
Avery already has a car.
What's that? What's the car?
A little Ford Focus.
So we're looking.
06.
So we're basically
she
looking.
Loves it, but mom says she needs a better car to go to K-State.
Well, I would agree with that.
Well, I don't. I drove Betty for a million kilometers in 26 years.
Yeah, but nobody cares
years.
About you.
That's only 12
Back
or 14
and forth
miles.
To Canada.
Though.
Like she was fine.
Well, I mean, you want a better little ride for your daughter.
She's on the same page as I am. She's like, I'd take my car. I'm like, I know.
Well, so Jackson gets the hand-me-down Focus.
Yeah. You think I'm going to give any new kid a brand new or nicer vehicle to drive?
No, we wouldn't want to do that.
In a parking lot full of kids?
No, we wouldn't want to help the
kid out. You know how many door dings is on Avery's car?
Oof.
From the parking lot?
Well, I can't imagine.
It's utterly ridiculous. So that's why
I drove
beat that one up. Doesn't matter.
I drove my parents' 62 Chevy to school and back. My mom's car. My dad had... Renaults, which he was fixing every other day. The man could do anything. And I couldn't... I learned to fill gas at the age of 27.
Yeah, I see. I could do that like 16.
Could you really?
Yeah, but that was it. It stopped there.
I had that... Once I'm driving that thing along in Wichita, a friend of mine, we'd been out somewhere, and we're driving it home, and the muffler fell off.
Sounds about right.
And that car sounded so cool.
Without a muffler?
Without the muffler.
That happened to
Betty, just
too.
Polluting the air, but that's
loved
all good.
It.
Oh, listen.
She just roared.
Mr. Environmentalist.
You want to hear when Betty's fell off, her muffler fell off? I was driving to the bar. I know that's Shocker back in Grand Prairie. I could drive.
Did you drive anywhere else?
I could drive from Sex with the Grand Prairie. So then we're driving to Grand Prairie, and all of a sudden we're like, what is that sound? And my buddy was in the car, and then we just saw sparks. So we pulled into the parking lot of the bar, and one guy comes out, cowboy comes out, and he's like, dude, you want me to get rid of that muffler for you? I was like, yeah, might as well. So he climbed under the car and just ripped it off. And then I had a rip-roaring car for the next few days.
You never hear of a car. I know we have muffler shops in town, but you never hear of a car needing a muffler, do you? I don't know. I don't pay that close of attention.
I don't know. Not anymore.
Do cars still have mufflers?
I don't know. Well, do they?
Of course they do.
Do they?
How's Midas going to continue to operate?
I don't know. Change oil? Work on your car? I don't know.
Here's what we've got on tap for today on the show. Joanna Chadwick. That's it. Made an attempt to get the elusive Terry Harrison, football coach at Friends. Came up short again. That's two.
What's going on with that?
That's all I'm saying. That's two. You understand? You get it?
Well, if I was playing baseball and I was down 0-2 and I got one more, I know where I'd be. Is that, am I on the same page?
That's two.
How did we come up short? Tell me what happened.
How intimidating did I just sound?
Well, everybody is scared right now that's listening.
Should I text him again?
Tell me that, Jeff.
You weren't intimidating, but I would like to know how it all went down.
He's probably got practice.
Okay.
And Friends plays in the NAIA playoffs tomorrow, a home game against Ottawa, not Ottawa University here in Kansas, uh-huh. Ottawa College.
Ottawa, Ontario?
Ottawa University of Arizona.
Ottawa College is not the name of Ottawa University in Kansas.
Whatever it is. You've got four Kansas teams playing in the four games. Kansas Wesleyan on the road at Dickinson State. $1 million if you can tell me where Dickinson State is.
Dickinson is probably in the southeast somewhere.
North Dakota.
Maryland. Okay.
You've got St. Francis coming to visit Southwestern. $1 million if you can tell me where St. Francis is.
Probably New York or something.
Indiana.
No, it's Indiana.
Be quiet.
Oh, I had it.
No, you didn't.
Well, I just said it right at the same time, if not before you.
I got in and you.
That was close.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We'll have to review the tape on that
I
one.
Can't
and then
be right.
Baker is at home. They're not in the KCAC, but they're playing Pikesville. Pikesville out of West
Kentucky.
Kentucky. How'd you know that?
Pikesville, Kentucky.
I know some things.
That's
remember,
on a, yet?
Remember what I said yesterday? Guess.
That was on a show. That was on Justified.
Pikesville, Kentucky?
Pikesville, Kentucky was in Justified.
So what do you mean? So what do you mean the four games? There's only eight teams in the playoffs?
Yes. By the way, was Matlock on last night?
No. It's not on until next week, I don't think.
It's not on next week.
I missed that.
It's like
or maybe
2 weeks.
2 weeks off. But was last week the first? I don't remember.
Well, that's too bad. I look forward to that show.
It's a good show, but I have more bad news. After the last two or three episodes here in this year, it doesn't come back till January 30th.
Well, that's how most shows are nowadays.
Yeah, well, I don't watch a lot of shows, so I don't know
they
that.
Take that break over the winter, the
mid-season
holiday.
Break.
Right.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be sitting in their house when it's freezing outside. Doesn't make
any sense. Nobody's
going
to watch TV in the holiday season.
What, no one's going to watch TV Christmas? On January 17th.
Yeah, or December 17th.
You got the
17th?
Playoffs. You got everything. Listen.
Playoffs aren't happening
on Thursday.
Of course they do.
See? Yeah. See, same page.
You got college basketball. Take a little break.
Is college basketball being played now?
Yes. And right. Did you see St. John's last night?
No.
Lose to Baylor? They were up 20 in the tournament in the Bahamas. And by the way, this is a good time to watch college basketball because the games are really good and there's a lot of tournaments and they're playing at all times of the day and night. But of course, Jeff doesn't watch anything.
It's not true at all, but I'm not going to watch St. John's and Baylor. No offense.
Well, they're two ranked teams.
Did you watch it, dudes?
Nope. What was yesterday? What day was it?
Thursday?
Thursday was.
See, I don't get it.
Today, yeah, it was Thursday, so I watched football.
I called my friends and we.
I didn't call anybody.
We talked about cigars, and then we turned on the game.
Oh yeah, the good cigars. Oh yeah, you should see these bad boys.
Ridiculous.
My buddy's got crazy.
Ridiculous.
Oh, you're just jealous. It's all right.
By the way, already today, Drake with a new coach. You named DeVries as the coach you knew of.
Yeah.
This new coach, Ben McCollum, who came from Northwest Missouri State, where he'd had incredible success. They have already improved to 5-0 today by beating Florida Atlantic.
Pretty good win for Drake.
And you know he has three transfers who are playing prominent roles.
No, I don't
from
know that.
From Northwest Missouri State.
Really?
I find that interesting. See, I know a lot more than Jeff. Is it becoming obvious?
No, you just want to know more.
On certain things, yes. On certain
what do you
things,
mean
yes.
I want to know
so
more?
So you like, oh, who does Drake have on their roster? You'll do that. I will not. But if I want to know something, sure, I'll go check it out.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Who do you think's better? The bottom 50 teams in Division One or the top 50 teams in Division Two?
Well, Division One.
Really?
Undoubtedly.
So you think like Mississippi Valley State, who only beat the Mississippi University for women, that's their only win, you think they're better than Northwest Missouri State or whoever?
I think probably.
No, not a chance.
Probably have better players.
No. Not a chance.
Well, I mean, you could find an outlier in any debate.
Well, I'm just asking, which 50 worst?
I think if you put the 50 worst teams in Division One and matched them up against the 50 best teams in Division Two, the Division One teams would win at least 35 to 40 games.
Really?
In that matchup.
I don't think so.
Agree, dude?
Well, I think that you should both just watch the top 50 and bottom 50 of D1 games. And then you guys can let me know.
Oh, we have an authority who's coming with an answer to that question.
Who's the authority?
What do you want?
A Division I player himself back in the day.
Oh, not Ron Baker.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Ron, what are you doing,
I mean,
man?
We love Ron Baker.
A guy who worked his tail off and exerted his will, made it all the way to the NBA, played in Madison Square Garden with the New York Knicks. No less of an authority then Ron
Baker. You make this up, though.
Has weighed in.
You are so insecure.
Has weighed in on the debate.
I've never seen a more insecure person.
What did I do?
Oh, I could do the same thing. Hakeem Olajuwon just texted me.
Well, that's great, but Ron Baker did just text me.
Do you believe it?
Sure, why not?
What'd he say?
He said no, and I don't know what that means.
What does no mean?
I don't know.
Well, what was your question?
I think
your
I said.
Question was, could the top, bottom 50 teams beat?
No, my question was, who's better, the bottom 50 teams of Division One or the top 50 teams of Division Two?
And I just said, in my opinion, if you matched them up, it'd be about a 35 to 15 edge for the Division One team.
Ron Baker has now weighed in.
He's becoming pathetic.
He has expanded upon his answer.
Oh, fantastic.
He has offered clarification.
Oh, clarification. That's
and
good.
He said, and I quote, this is it. You guys ready?
Just read
it's
the
probably
thing.
Two words.
Top 50 D2 is better. There you go.
Uh-oh.
And I believe him. You know why? Division One player, Ron Baker.
I would respectfully disagree with Ron Baker.
A guy who played?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who probably had a lot of friends from small town Kansas, played
Ron
Division
Baker
II basketball.
Is a champion for the little guy, okay?
What are you saying about Ron Baker?
I'm saying he's a champion for the Division II people.
Why? Why him?
Because that's how he thinks. That's how he operates.
Don't you think he would probably know a little bit more on this than
I
you
do
would?
Not.
Of course
come
he
on,
would.
Bob, come on.
I do not.
Well, when you hear from somebody like that, I would take that over you saying it's the other way.
Yes, as would I.
What's your problem? You getting choked up trying to talk?
I don't know.
I mean, if you can't handle
I
me,
can't
don't.
Handle it.
If you can't go toe to toe.
I can't go toe-to-toe. Oh, jeez.
All right.
Like, you don't think Division II, the best teams in Division
II? I just said what I think.
Are not very good.
I said 35 and 15.
You're talking
30 and 20.
The terrible.
Oh, he's backing up now. It was 40. Now it's 30.
I said 35 and 15. That's what I think would happen.
You said 35 to 40. Now you've got 30 to 35.
Yeah, I got 35 to 15. That's what I got.
No chance.
I actually agree with Jeff on this.
Good.
Because your bottom, your 50 D1 teams.
And your good friend Ron Baker.
Well, that's Jeff's
D1
buddy,
teams are ranked.
You know what? I've had it.
Do you know how far away, like, the bottom team in Division One is from the top team in Division One? Much
like
closer.
325
Yeah, much farther away than the top Division Two team is from the bottom Division One team, which is they are better than them.
Good for you.
Right? If you think
right.
about it that way.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and continue this debate. It's now 1-on-3.
Any other
because
former NBAers want to weigh in?
Jeff believes he's developed some kind of kinship with former Shocker great Ron Baker.
Well, I must have.
Why Ron Baker's texting Jeff will be one of the great mysteries of all time.
I hope one day I run into Ron just to ask him that question.
I would be fascinated with the answer.
We'd all be fascinated with the answer, including Ron.
Stay with us. We've got much more to come. Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't forget about the IHOP hotline, 869-1240 IHOP, the official breakfast partner of Xbox. All right, we're back. We talked a little college basketball. I can't interest either of my co-hosts in
that.
Well,
talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it.
Well, I can't interest you in it.
Baylor St. John's, what'd you see?
Baylor was down 20 and won on a last-second shot, and it was entertaining. And St. John's and Rick Pitino are back. And, you know, another team that is intriguing is all get-out?
Baylor.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
DePaul.
Really?
They hired the former coach at, what's his name, Holt?
Lou.
Help me out. He coached at Ohio State.
Holtzman?
Oh, God.
Chris Holtzman?
Chris something, but not Holtzman.
You sure about that?
Yes. It's not Munn.
Is it Holtzy?
Just shut up. I'm trying to talk the pump house out of hanging that jersey.
Why would you
First
do that?
Of all,
it's Chris Holtman.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's who I thought
First
it was.
Of all, you played a
it
million years ago. Nobody that goes to the pump house has any recollection.
Oh, it'd probably be a conversation starter. Who's that
Duda.
Guy? Who's that guy?
Yeah,
doesn't
here's
he have
how
a diner?
The conversation would go. Wonder who that guy was. I don't know.
Oh, then it would start.
Beer?
Go on forever.
That's how the conversation would go.
Do people just say that?
Beer? I can't wait to go. I could go down there with Jeff, have some more pizza.
That was great times.
Their pizza's really good.
We should do that in the spring again. Check out a softball game.
I'm not invited, I take it?
You take it correctly.
Yeah, tell us you'll go. Trust me, we're not going to buy an extra ticket because you're not going to show up.
A ticket to what? You got to have a ticket to get into the pump house?
No, we'll go to a softball game or a baseball game.
You got to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to a softball game with you.
Well, there you go. So we were right.
In a million years.
Why not?
No interest in you guys. So the softball would be fun.
Well, then you can sit apart
from
us.
Sit by yourself. That'd be great.
Eh, we'll see.
We can point at you from the other side of the stands.
We could potentially think about it.
No, you're not invited.
No, not
anymore. That was all hypothetical.
You
know, it's awesome being the man on top.
What do you mean?
I love it.
Who's, begging to be invited to things?
Yeah, I love it. Because nobody likes you.
Right.
And you just do your thing.
And is that being on top?
You don't try to please anybody. You don't care.
And you don't.
You don't. It doesn't bother you that Ron Baker texts your subservient guy.
Well, it clearly does. And Ron, if you heard that.
Doesn't bother me. So.
Obviously, something's getting under your skin.
Yeah, what is bothering you then?
Whatever he wants to do is fine. If they want to hang a jersey of Jason Duda at the pump house, go for it.
Speaking of hanging jerseys.
There's not one
I think it's great.
There's not one person will decide to go to the pump house now because your jersey's in there.
I guarantee you there will be.
Speaking of hanging jerseys.
Well, your family.
Do you think when they
can't go in there. Nah, they're not old enough.
They'll go.
Do you think when they retire Ron Baker's jersey, he'll ask me to speak at that ceremony?
You'd love it.
I think that'd be a good idea.
It would. I mean, I saw a lot of his games. Yeah. We're obviously close friends
now.
You were
a journalist, so you can write.
Right.
It makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
What do you think, Bob? Don't you think
that'll
makes
be
sense?
The time where we're starting to phase in people and phase out some other people?
Who are we phasing out?
No names named.
You'd love to phase me out. That's your dream. You want to be doing this show when I either keel over dead or decide that I've had enough. You want to be. And you want to say to the people, I'll carry it on.
If I was going to phase you out, it should have taken a lot less than almost 10 years to do so.
Well, I don't phase out easily.
We know.
Oh, that's meant to imply that we'd sure like it if it happened quicker.
I don't think it was implied. I think it was pretty thin.
Where do you come down on all that?
It wasn't implied. He basically said it.
Well, where do you come down on all that?
On all what?
You want me phased out?
I like the three-man booth, so... No,
Well, there could be another three-man booth with whomever they bring in.
Well, who else would they...
To replace me.
Who would he bring in to replace you?
I don't know. Who would, Jeff?
He probably
Ron Baker.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has going right now.
He might have time on his hands. I don't know.
Probably does. Probably got a pretty good pension plan with the NBA. He's fine.
I don't know if he played long enough to get the pension.
I think if you play at all, you at least get, like, health insurance.
Well, there you go. In Major League Baseball, to get the full pension, you got to be there 10 years.
Yes, that's tough to do.
10 years of service in Major League Baseball.
And what's that considered? Do you have to play a certain amount of games or just be under contract?
You have to be under contract.
That's a long time.
But if you reach that milestone, you're set.
Even if you don't, you're pretty well taken care of. But the full pension...
Well, you do okay, but I'm... You're making six figures the rest of your life if you get to 10 years.
Right.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd take it. Right
you
now.
Would.
I'll take it right now.
I should start playing baseball.
You know what my pension is? I don't even want to tell you.
Tell us.
I don't want.
Yeah.
At least I got a pension.
That's true.
The Eagle did away with pensions about 15 years into my employment there.
So they grandfathered you in appropriately.
Well, yeah, I qualified for the pension.
Qualifications. Bob met him.
I guess so.
That check arrives the first of every month. Right into my bank account. See, that tweaks Jeff to
no, I was debating. I was debating on whether to say something funny, but I know what you'd come back with, I'm not going to do it.
Let me say this. Every time you've debated about saying something funny... Nothing you've ever said has been funny. So I can see why you're
shying
away.
That wasn't a logical conclusion to that.
Okay. Say it.
No. I don't want to.
Say it.
The risk is greater than the reward.
Why? Because I'll come back at you?
Yeah. And I don't want you to... This time, I'd be opening myself up to being bested. So I don't want to do it.
That may be the smartest thing he's said in a while.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. Usually I have the upper hand, so
he doesn't
easy.
Like it, though, when us boomers get any kind of, nest egg.
Why?
He just doesn't like it.
Because nobody else ever has. And it was their responsibility, basically, to pass those luxuries down, and they didn't. They just took it all for themselves. So why should
I be
happy?
Give me an example of that.
Pensions.
Okay.
That's a good example.
Well, that's not boomers' fault. That's business.
Why did you fail businesses?
What do you mean fail businesses?
Why is there no pension anymore?
Well, I don't
know. It had to be your generation that did it.
Some companies have pensions.
UPS has pensions.
Ooh, do you qualify? 10 years?
Yep.
Sweet.
Well, there you go.
Me and you, Bob.
You're set for life.
I don't think it'll be six figures.
It is if you had like three or four decimal points.
I mean, I can't help what am I going to turn down the pension?
No, absolutely not.
You're just upset and jealous that you
but
don't.
But don't think that, you know, we can just cruise through life like you did, knowing that at the end of it, well, they'll take care of everything. I'll write this kind of weak column on a Tuesday, but it'll pay off in 40
weak
years.
Column.
So now, wow. Why does it become personal?
Wow. I can't believe you went there.
Why does it become
I'm
personal?
I'm going to put the mic down.
So you're
don't
attacked.
Put the mic down. You're I need
wait
you.
Wait a minute. You're attacking my work?
No, I was just saying that might be your mindset. It wasn't
Do you think that I ever set out to write a weak
No, I'm just
column.
Saying, I didn't put my...
You think I ever went, I didn't put my...
Yeah, I think
you
one
do.
Or
you
once.
You think I did.
I think once or twice you said...
Have you ever seen that from me?
I'm going to miss the mark on this one.
Have you ever noticed that from me?
Notice what?
That I'm okay with missing the mark?
Occasionally. I think everyone's okay.
Not that I don't miss the mark, but you think I'm okay with it.
That's tough. I don't know. I think everyone should be okay
Everybody
with missing the mark.
Everybody misses the mark.
Yeah.
But the people who... purposely are okay with it? Come on, man.
What if it was just a joke? You didn't
well,
get me.
But it wasn't.
You didn't get me on that one.
No, it wasn't.
I debated saying it, said it. I win.
Well, what were you going to say before?
Duda.
Yeah, Duda knows better. He knows you took a personal shot at your father.
Is that what you think happened?
He's not. He's out of this one.
Said I was out of this one.
But okay, but it's over.
Yeah, it is kind of over. Now
you can recap.
Can we go back and ask your opinion?
Okay, so what would you like to know?
Was that a personal shot?
Absolutely.
Do you think it was warranted?
If we were just sitting around at Thanksgiving Thursday, it wouldn't have been warranted on this show. I would give it some grace.
So I should just go with it?
No, you should fight it. You should fight it. But I wouldn't take
you know,
it too
serious.
You know,
one thing I've never done on this
wouldn't
show
take it too serious.
Is attack my son's work.
Huh. That's not true.
Oh, that's not true.
What work have I attacked?
All of it.
Joe Auer.
That's not attacking work. That's attacking non-work.
But you
but
take shots at the...
You're attacking it for him not doing
you
it.
You take shots at the Friday Five. You say things.
You do. That's true. Forgot about the Friday Five.
Which is out today, by the way. Catch at Kansas.com. Well,
and thank goodness for David Michael Hahn boosting that thing up because
yeah, he did.
There's no one.
Somebody thought I was too hard on Valley Heights.
Why were you hard on Valley Heights?
Because they're going to get smashed, and it's okay.
Well, I hope they don't now.
It's okay to say that.
And really, you shouldn't do that to high school kids.
I can listen to that argument, but I'm just having fun with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but no, Valley Heights, the people in Blue Rapids don't know that. They don't know you're just, they don't, who is this guy? Who is this clown? Jeff Luck?
Well, I was using it to make
And you said there are no games on, there are only games on Saturday. That's wrong.
No, I fixed that, so relax.
Well, I'm relaxed, but I don't know why we have to attack Blue Rapids, Valley Heights.
I wasn't attacking Blue Rapids, Valley Heights. I was saying that if this is the discrepancy between the two best teams, basically on this side of the state, in a whole classification, why do we need all these classifications?
Well, that's a different argument.
Because I use the example of Conway Springs is going to very badly beat Valley Heights.
What if they don't?
They will.
But what if they? Let's just say, what if they don't?
Then I'll come back next week and say sorry.
You will.
Yes. If they keep it within 14.
Will you let me call the football coach at Blue Rapids Valley Heights and get him on the show Monday so that you can issue an apology in person?
If they win, yes. If they keep it within two touchdowns, I'll print an apology.
Why can't I? If they win, the coach at Valley Heights will be on this show Monday.
Yes. I don't want to get a guy on who just lost, but... If they keep it within 14, I'll write an apology.
And then if they win, I don't care about all that. Nobody's going to read that.
See, not attacking. Nobody reads it though.
No, no. But he's never done that.
No, I'm not attacking your work.
No,
I'm attacking the vessel you use to display your work.
Which is what?
Which is his work?
Catch it. What's it called? Catch it, Kansas.
Yeah, just that's where I work.
Why are you two so sensitive all of a sudden?
We're not, but you can't just say something and then immediately, well, yeah. Oh, by the way, the blue in your beard yesterday. What we?
I didn't mind that. You gave me some notice about.
But what did you determine that you thought it was?
Yeah.
And you went and washed it off immediately after the show, or
yes.
what?
Yes.
Because it's still kind of. Duda, is it still kind of there?
It kind of does look like it might still be a tad there.
Just
a
little, I don't think it is.
Just a little tint of blue.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Hopefully nobody noticed.
Next week we'll be on here Monday through Wednesday. We'll take Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving off. And we're getting to that season, holiday season. I got my Christmas lights up. They look
you
fantastic.
Sure
do. This morning, had some hallway lighting put in.
Why do you like having Christmas lights up? I'm not saying it's unusual or anything.
My wife loves it.
It seems unusual.
And that makes me happy.
Okay, that's all. That's all.
Well, that shut him down, didn't it? Here's a guy wanting to argue about anything.
No, you've never been a Christmas guy.
Well, see, there you go. So he has the right to ask the question, and you gave a good answer, and he backed off. He was done.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I know where he's wanting to go with this stuff.
Where?
Well, you're a big Christmas guy now, are you, huh?
No, I just wondered.
Well, maybe he's thinking back to his childhood and during Christmas.
I put up Christmas lights. And we always had a Christmas tree.
He didn't think that he was.
Yes, we did. Of
where?
Course we did. In our living room on Bella Vista.
No, we did not.
Of course we did. I put a Christmas tree in the, what is that? The southwest corner of the living room. And then I put lights around that picture window.
Okay.
Did you go and get a tree?
Yes.
That's how we used to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. But I'll take your word for
we
it.
Used to take
I know
the
there were no presents under there.
Take the snowmobiles out. Way we'd go, five or six of us, everyone go get a tree.
Now, am I the biggest celebrate Christmas guy in the world? No. But my wife likes it. She puts up a tree. We like our outdoor lights. They look great. I'm all in.
Fantastic.
Do you put up a tree?
Absolutely.
Your wife does.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't already. I think she does it day after Thanksgiving.
Most people wait until after Thanksgiving.
Ours is up.
Yours is up.
Our date used to be December 10th.
Three trees.
Yep. Dia loves Christmas.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. They look good.
You're insinuating that you're irritated.
Who? I'm irritated?
That you have three trees.
I'm not.
Who's holding Max?
I'm not. Not a chance.
Oh, Doc.
Really?
Wow. This is a surprise. Hey, Doc.
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up?
Well, we're fine. Here's our World Series of Face-Off ultimate
Grand Champion.
Grand Champion, Doc Fenwick.
I was just driving my car, and I was just realizing that I've listened to Bob Lutz for nearly half my life. And I just wanted to wish you happy Thanksgiving and your son happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Have you at least had a productive other half of your life?
I'm doing all right, man.
Thank you.
See, that's why people like Doc don't gravitate toward Jeff.
He laughed. That's all I needed.
Yeah, he laughed, but he's pretending.
I'm definitely Team Bob. I listen to you every day. You guys don't ever forget that. But I'm Team Bob.
Mm. Well, you know how I feel about you. So,
here we go.
Yeah,
bromance.
You know he'll not say it, Doc. But you know,
Doc, you're one of my boys. You're my guy.
And the bromance continues.
Yeah, you know what? Jeff can have Ron Baker. I'll take you.
Yeah, I win that one. Sorry, Doc.
That's all right. I take Ron Baker too, man. So I appreciate you guys, and it's great to hear you guys every single day, and I love it. And happy holidays to you both, man.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Doc. See, that lifted my spirits.
Me too.
I didn't like you.
He didn't like me, but that's okay.
Don't let your spirits be lifted.
Team Bob, really? You have a team? That's disturbing.
He's got t-shirts out. Haven't you seen them?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, they're unbelievable. Well, I've been hanging at the pump house.
I've got a jersey hanging at the pump house.
Team Bob shirt.
Week 42.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
So, who's the one guy in this room that doesn't?
I don't think he's had access to my jerseys, but I can sure get him one.
Well, nobody.
Or I can make a custom one. That should work too. What team should I do? Raptors?
Well, why don't you do Guardians?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And he'll, Darren will store it somewhere and
that'll be,
that'll be good.
That works.
Jameis Winston. So I've been, obviously, I follow the NFL, but I didn't know about his incredible personality until this year.
Really?
What'd I miss?
He's been doing this for several years.
Yeah, but
I'd agree.
Did anybody really?
Yes.
They were talking about this on Get Up today, and the guys were saying the same thing.
They were?
Yeah.
They have not paid attention.
They said, like, he's become a national treasure this year. Well, that's Mike Tannenbaum and all those guys. I mean, I'm not.
No, he's been talked about.
Why,
like,
why haven't you talked about him on this show?
Because I am not Mr. Jameis, but I'm also not, I don't have my head in the sand either. I know that he's been talked about as being the personality guy and being entertaining,
well, hilarious
at press conferences and saying
he's
funny things.
Whatever happens in the rest of his playing career, I don't know what he's going to do post-career, but whatever it is will be widely viewed.
As long as it's not, you know, like a one note kind of thing where he's just, he's got to bring something to the table, right? He's got to have some knowledge.
He'll be on one of these studio shows.
Yeah, and if he has that personality matched with the knowledge and the insight, then yes, he'll be the best in the business.
But remember when Jameis Winston was persona non grata, man? Nobody wanted anything to do with that guy. And here he is now kind of leading a Browns, I wouldn't call it resurgence.
I wouldn't
either.
They're
still not very good. But they did beat Pittsburgh last night in the snow in a game.
One of those wacky Thursday games.
Well, Pittsburgh coming off the game against Baltimore, playing in the snow. Kind of set up that way, but give Cleveland credit.
They did. They got it done.
Miles
Nick Chubb.
Garrett had three first-half sacks in that game.
Yeah, and then they gave up two touchdowns to go down by a point. And then they can thank the Pittsburgh kicker for punting the ball with 3 minutes left, 12 yards.
Well, in that weather, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, still he punted.
You ever tried punting the ball in the snow?
Oh, I'm from Canada. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Have you ever tried not punting it in
the
snow?
How'd the punts go?
They were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Straight spirals going 73 yards.
Were you a punter when... Did you play football?
I didn't play. At the same time as hockey, I never played football.
Just in the backyard.
We'd all get together and go down to the football field, though, and we'd play all the time.
And did you punt?
Of course. I just told you. Just
nobody
booming
punts.
Balls down
nobody
there.
Nobody punts in those games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. We played by the rules.
Nobody has a pickup game.
Seven on
punting.
Seven, and you punted. Because those are the rules. That's how it's played.
Oh, Canada.
Oh,
Canada. So backwards.
So good.
You miss it, don't you?
Some things, yes. Absolutely.
Well.
Right now, to be back home? No, I don't.
Not in the winter.
It's minus 20, blowing snow.
We've had a relatively, knock on wood, mild start to our fall. Or what are we in? More than two-thirds of the way through the fall. Can we keep it up? What's the weather look like for...
We've got a warm-up trend coming. I love those terms.
Is that according to...
We got a weather system.
Well, it's going to be 60 on Saturday, but then I think it cools off again.
65 Sunday.
Really?
And then in the 40s, and then that'll be high 40s, low 50s.
Yeah, that's probably our last 60-degree day of the year.
I would think so.
But at least we have a couple coming up.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of 40s coming up after that,
yes.
Which is okay.
Hard freezes overnight. Don't like it.
Why? What's it going to do?
Scrape the windshield.
Well, you got a double car garage.
Yeah, I know.
You got a drum set. I mean,
I don't have a drum set in there anymore.
What happened to the drum set?
That broke a long time ago. I've got the electronic one inside the house.
You broke the drum set?
Yeah, I play those drums hard, man. They bust right through those toms and snares and things.
That's what happens when you use a hammer.
That's right.
You need drumsticks.
So what'd you do with the drum set?
It's kind of just still hanging around in there, but it's not taking up any space.
Do we ever clean out the garage?
Sure.
Well, how come we don't park in the garage?
Why can't we get a car?
There's a lot of stuff in there. I don't know. I'll ask.
That's what I just asked.
I think so.
It's not whether it's clean or not. It's just there's stuff in there.
That directly means it's not.
There's a cat in there. I mean, I want the cat to be able to roam around a little bit.
Well, sure. But we should be able to get one car in there.
One car in there.
Is it one we drive?
It's not one I drive.
But it's your wife's.
That's correct.
Well,
Bob's like, I never let that happen.
Whoa. Really?
No, my wife would get the priority.
Really? I love it.
That's like what it's about.
Coming over here today and someone's parked in my parking spot. Not happy. I wasn't happy.
I thought I left you enough room to park behind me.
No, not even close.
Oh, well, come
that's
on.
Debbie's therapist.
Well, that's okay.
We're sorry to inconvenience you.
I park on the street every day. Yeah. I don't park in the driveway.
We're really sorry to inconvenience you.
He's talking about me.
I'm talking about him. You don't even know what we're talking about and you're chiming in. You got to stop that. You got to stop.
I don't.
If you don't know what you're talking about, you can't just chime in.
This is why guys like Doc have the Bob's. They're part of Bob's crew.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Doc.
Doc's a great
guy. Thanks, Doc.
By the way, I'm going to give him.
See the size of this guy's head right now.
I'm going to give him a little plug, okay? Ziggy's Pizza. Get out and get it because it's, in my opinion, among the best pizza in our area.
Very good.
So there you go, Doc.
There you go, yeah. Doc.
What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours seems to be the philosophy.
Well,
but
they were texting before the
yeah.
I mean, if he texts me into the free pizza, I won't turn it down.
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right, let's take a break. We've got an hour left. The three-man booth, Max Power back in our studio. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We'd love to hear from you in this next segment. It's called Jive Talk, although dude is going to have a game, so forget it. And we don't know what the game is. Is it password?
Mm-hmm.
It is password.
Of course.
Eh. All right.
Jeff asked for it, so I did it.
We'll play it. Coming up next.
Takes forever to do.
Radio you can touch.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Feels like old home week.
I know what you mean.
Jeff Lutz.
Definitely old home week when you're here.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's old home week?
Are you saying I'm old or that I should be in a home?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. The Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH. Jason Duda in with us today. I wanted to mention thanks to the people at IMA down in downtown Wichita. They had me out earlier in the week. They picked League 42 as their charity of choice for a fundraising drive, and they were able to raise a good, decent amount of money. Not Jeff Bezos money, but good money to send to League 42. I'm very appreciative of that, and thanks to all the people at IMA. All right, Max, it is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. We've got password. Jason Duda has worked diligently on this.
And this is backed by popular demand by the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners love it.
They do.
And we're gonna play it. And, Jeff, you get the choice on whether to go first or second.
Why do I get the choice?
Defending champion.
That's true.
So do you want the first word?
First, yeah.
Fin.
Fin.
Dolphin.
Fin?
Fin.
Fin.
Second word. Water.
Fish.
Sky.
Fin, water, sky. So it's a flying ocean creature, presumably.
5 seconds.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I might know what it is.
A seagull. I don't know.
Crayon.
Well, I was thinking blue whale, but that doesn't. Crayon.
Well, could be anything.
Blue whale.
Nope. Toronto.
Blue.
Correct. Winner.
What?
1-0. The color blue. Blue. Blue fin. Blue water. Blue sky. Blue crayon. Toronto blue Jays. Thank you very
blue
much.
Blue fin.
Blue fin tuna. Thank
yeah,
you kindly.
Dummy.
What an idiotic first clue.
I know. It's so supposed to throw you off.
I got
See?
It.
Some of these are difficult and some of these are not. And you always get mad. It's like, well, that was too easy or that's ridiculous. You know what I'm getting you for Christmas? The whambulance. The whambulance.
That was a terrible word. Next.
You want the first word or
yeah,
the second
Yeah, give
word?
Me the first.
Farm.
Farm. Cow.
Animal.
Pig.
Food.
Chicken.
Correct.
Ah, oh, gosh dang it.
Good job.
This dude likes to kill them.
What does that mean?
He likes to kill his chickens.
Well, we used to kill the chickens on the farm. We
well,
did.
Do you eat chicken?
Exactly. That's what I keep
Let
trying
me explain
to
it.
Have this fight with them months ago.
Let me explain it. Somebody killed the chicken you're eating.
I know. I hate that. Next.
Well, then why do you do it?
I don't know.
Yes, and why do you give me a hard time about it?
Because I don't like it. Next.
You know what he used to tell? You know what he told me? When we were doing the show, is because, well, didn't you name them? And then how could you do that? Are you, we're on a farm,
Listen,
man.
I understand why people get close to their pets. And I know people who have chickens as pets. I get it.
Totally different.
But that's not the way America operates. It's not the way the world operates. We have to eat. And what we eat, a lot of times, a lot of us, are living, formerly living creatures.
I know.
If you want to stop doing it.
I did for a little while. It's tough. Next!
You don't like this stuff.
No, he doesn't. Because he knows he's getting hammered.
We only have so much time.
First or second?
Second.
Bob. Christmas.
Lights.
Tree.
Presents.
Decorative.
Ornaments.
Correct.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Wambulance. Wambulance.
Killing you.
Bob, first or second?
First.
Sleep.
What?
Sleep.
Pillow.
Yo!
Oh, my God.
The guy's on fire all of a sudden. Look how happy he is compared to after
the
very first
It's the greatest game
one.
You've ever had.
I hate this. I hate everything about this.
You want first or second?
I don't care. Give me first.
Why Presents. Are you dropping out already? You're only down 3-1.
Presents.
Christmas.
Jolly.
Santa Claus.
Unbelievable.
Should have went second.
Unbelievable.
And there's the
absolutely
ambulance
ridiculous.
What a whiny.
Ambulance.
Here's you.
It's what?
Ball. Volleyball.
Why are you upsetting
Give it away.
My
dog?
I love it. Whoever's losing just hates it. It's great.
All right, what's the next?
Well, let's try this one again then. Bob, you want first
I'll
or second?
I'll go first.
Farm.
Tractor.
Animal.
Cow.
Yummy.
Pig.
Correct.
God, what a stupid crap game this is.
What's the score? 5-1?
5-1.
Come on, Jeff, let's go.
Well, yeah.
Okay. First or second?
First.
Grow.
Beanstalk.
Field.
Corn.
I was so good. I put that in his head because I'm that good. Because I'm that good that I knew had something to do with crops.
Oh, yeah.
Or
field
plants.
And
exactly.
And, yeah.
You could have been thinking of a sports field, a field of
what
an occupation.
The first was grow, the second was field.
Yeah, like soccer.
And if it had got by, you should have got it after
I
the
hate
third
this.
One.
I quit.
Okay.
Misty,
I'll
you
go
take
first.
Over.
First, okay. Sport.
Sport.
Knit. Basketball.
Blue.
Blue. Stupid. There's a lot of blue sports out there, isn't there? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You're not gonna
give an answer.
Blue sport surfing
team.
Blue team sport. Blue team sport.
Probably a dumb sweater you have on.
Hockey.
Football.
The Colts.
Kneecaps.
Bruises. That's
Michigan.
It.
Michigan.
No.
The Lions. Didn't.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that was the next clue.
No, we don't go. No.
Yes,
yeah,
we go until somebody gets
round.
It.
Yes, we do. We go as many as I have on
you
here.
You didn't have a clue.
Michigan.
Did you say it?
Yes. That's when he said Detroit.
What an absolute.
Well, if you should
put my point down.
How didn't you get after I said kneecaps?
I didn't know what that meant. Next.
The coach mentioned something about kneecaps.
He's going to bite their kneecaps.
Years ago.
Bite their kneecaps. Figure it out.
First.
You want the first one?
Yeah.
Trust.
Not you.
Marriage.
Financial.
Trust, financial. Pension.
Wallet.
Trust, insurance.
Paper.
Will.
Cash.
Money.
Thank you.
That's it?
Trust.
Trust.
A trust. You know what a trust fund
yeah,
is?
Yeah, but that's stupid. That's a stupid first clue.
Oh,
point, please.
Off.
And what am I going to say?
And what was the second clue?
Financial.
Third clue?
Wallet. Trust. Where do you keep money?
You're
exactly.
Trying.
Exactly.
I'll give you credit. You're trying.
Exactly.
I won't. Next.
You fell.
I'm glad this is next. Where are we at? Who's going first?
6-3.
So
go
then
first.
It's yours.
I'll go first.
You want first? Person.
Ball.
Person. No
yeah.
Clue. Go.
Voice.
What's that? Blake Shelton.
Sports.
Person, voice, sports. Well, you watched him last night, so I'll probably have to go with Al Michaels.
Blue.
Blue.
God, this guy.
What a blue.
You're going to be so mad, Jeff, if you don't get it here.
I know, and I'm not going to get it here. Person, Vin Scully.
Here.
Jason Duda.
Oh, can you get it, Jeff? That's it.
What?
Jeff, you got
Bob
a guess?
Bob Lutz.
Bob Lutz.
Yeah.
Blue.
You don't get that.
Of course I
no,
don't.
No, you don't.
You said you don't get it.
Why? He got one after the.
But you already.
He got one late.
You had already guessed.
Too bad.
No, that's my Next. Point. That's yeah. my point.
No,
I got
it's
it.
Not yours.
Yes, it is.
I got
not
it.
Your point. Nobody gets it.
Well, then
point.
You're not keeping score anymore.
I got it.
I took okay. it off, but you're not getting
it. And you put it right back on.
No, I didn't. I had 7. I now have 6.
Then put my point.
No.
What's the score, dudes?
6-4.
Thank you.
No, when did he get 4?
Just now.
He doesn't get that.
Yes, I do. I was the last person to guess. You don't get 2 guesses.
It was
you
a good
just
effort.
You have to keep guessing.
It's a good effort.
Mr. Blue. Next.
First or second?
First.
Warm.
Blanket.
Clothes.
Sweater.
Winter.
Pajamas.
Arms.
Coat.
Correct.
I get 2 for that one.
Oh, you only get 1.
I'll take the first.
Legs.
I'm kick ass right now.
All right, kid, let's go.
I hate
legs.
Everything.
Who?
Legs.
Run.
Animal.
Giraffe.
Pet.
Dog.
Correct.
Legs?
Dogs have legs.
What a stupid clue.
Oh, that's
great,
great
clue.
All you
absolutely
had to do is, stupid.
All you had to do is guess.
Right.
You're not
right.
supposed to get it on the first one.
Guess anything that has
great
legs.
Great clue.
All right, you want first
table?
Or
8-3, by
care.
The way.
It's 7-4.
It's 7-4.
It's 8-4. I've gotten two in a row. I had six.
What's the score, dudes?
8-4.
You're not dudes.
Jeff, first or second?
Who cares?
Oh.
First.
Smell.
What a baby.
Smell. Ball. Poop.
What a baby.
Poop.
You know, a guy like Ron Baker doesn't want to be associated
never
with this guy. Kind
of
oh, yes,
you
he
again.
Does.
He'll never
he
catch
understands.
You again.
This is why there's so
the
many more
of
Team Bob people out there.
I made my guess. Do you have a guess or not?
What was the clue?
His was smell. Yours is colors.
What was the first clue?
Smell.
Smell, colors. smell, colors. No clue.
Pretty.
Poop.
Now he's giving up.
He's whining. Look at him. He's just a baby. Pick.
Leaves.
Valentine's.
Roses.
Flowers. That's good.
Well, no.
Yes.
That's not good.
Anybody that said any kind of flower.
No, not giving it to him. Next.
Okay, I'm keeping track, so it doesn't matter.
7-5.
This is this one.
No, 8-4.
This is
you don't get
four. It's 8-5. This is about perfect for right now.
This is ridiculous.
One. Bob, first or second?
Second.
Tough.
Jeff Lutz.
Man.
Cigars.
Cool.
What were we talking about yesterday? Macho?
You are correct. Okay, this
all right,
is the,
two
this,
more.
This is the toughest one by far.
Yeah,
it's
he
got
goes
like,
first.
It's got like seven.
I'll go second, please.
Seven possible words I'm going to give you. So you're going first? Okay, black. You're not going to get this right away.
Coal.
What'd you say?
Coal.
You got to be kidding me.
No way.
Yes.
He got it?
Black, red, gray, hot, fire, grill, cook.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. How did... Come on.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, my friend.
I'm done. This seems to
first
be...
First or second?
What do you mean this
first.
Seems to be? Black coal.
Black coal.
Crimes.
Texas tea. What?
Crimes.
It's not black coal. It's black gold on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Police.
Drugs.
What was the first question?
Crimes.
Crime, drugs, DEA.
Matlock.
You are correct, Jeff.
What'd you do, sneak that one to him?
No, it's the next one on the list. What do you mean, sneak that to him? You got coal off of black.
Yeah, that's garbage.
All right.
I'll go second.
Jeff.
Yes.
Mine.
Gold.
Mountains.
Silver.
Gold.
Forty-niners.
Players.
Players. That just confuses it.
Exactly.
Players.
Yeah.
Mine, gold, no clue.
Colorado.
Denver Nuggets?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Who's up? You up? You want first or second?
I'll go second. Last one.
What's the score?
You either tie or...
he's up one.
Or
so
I win it.
You're going second?
I guess. Right.
Yeah, I'm going second.
Jeff.
This is the last one.
Oh.
It's either a tie or I win.
45.
Michael Jordan.
Diner.
Happy Days.
Music.
Jukebox.
Correct.
One more, the winner. One more. I'll go second.
No, I get to choose, and I will gotcha. Go second.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay, this one shouldn't be... Okay. Gas.
Fuel.
Coffee.
Convenience store.
Snacks.
Truck stop.
Lottery.
Quick Trip.
Correct.
Wait a dad
Jeffrey.
I don't get it.
The QT. Game.
I don't get
da,
it.
Ba-da-bum.
Wait, he like, goes. I he love says roses, and he gets
this
it.
This is the greatest roller coaster ride bum, game ba-da-bum. Ever for you guys.
He That's says roses.
I love
what a
it.
Hustle that was.
He says roses and not flowers, and he gets it.
Yeah.
I say truck stop, and I don't get it.
Well, truck
stop.
But stop's
if
too
it
big.
Had been truck stop and you said Quick Trip, you'd get it. Mm-mm. Right?
Yes.
You don't get the thing as part of a bigger thing.
Unbelievable.
You get the bigger thing as part of the thing.
That's a win for yours truly.
Yeah.
Take it we'll out you. Joanna Chadwick joins us to talk high school football. Congratulations to me. That game was rigged. And we'll never play it again.
The greatest
Back
game
in a minute.
Ever.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, Joanna Chadwick with us from Vipe Magazine. We are now getting near the end of the high school football season. Semifinal games and all. Joanna, I'm trying to introduce you.
Heard you yapping. Are you there? I had no idea I was on the radio. Yeah.
Well, we don't care about an Amazon table. Let me just say that. And we're happy to have you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you could hear that. I could tell you all about how we had to order this off Amazon, but that might be boring.
Might be.
You've never listened to the show, have you?
Yeah, nothing's boring. So let's get going right into it. We had Brandon Clark on yesterday, and we're trying to fabricate that this game tonight with Manhattan to be played in Derby is going to be a real test for Derby. You would, and we're not certainly putting anything against Manhattan. They've had a great year. They have a great coach. They have a great tradition. But I've put this Derby team up on another level. What are you expecting tonight? Is Manhattan going to come to Derby and give Derby a real test?
I absolutely believe they're going to give Derby a test. And this is what I think. First of all, they do not like each other. That is very, very clear. I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff on Twitter, but God, it is a little bit ugly. Some of the stuff that Manhattan has put out on their Bleacher Report is really annoying. But that crap happens all the time. And you know what that means? We're going to have a really good game. And that's really all that I care about, I'll be honest. I'm looking for two teams who are going to be physical, have an excellent rivalry, even though they're not close to each other. And what does, I think, is going to be the difference is how much Derby is able to use Desan Brame to – he opens up the whole offense. He opens up the running game because the defense has to put multiple eyes on him at all times. And if Brame – If they're focusing in on him, then I say Derby walks away with this 3-touchdown win.
Yeah, it's. I agree. I'll skip 5A. I guess we'll come back to 5A.
Why are we skipping 5A?
Not skipping 5A. I'm just skipping over 5A for now because I'm interested in the game that has both teams that are around us, which is Bueller and Andover Central, and I feel like that could be a good game, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bueller wins. I just feel like Andover Central has a better chance to beat Miege if and when that happens next weekend. Am I off base there?
Well, I mean, the thing – okay, so you're picking Andover Central is what you're saying.
I think so.
To win this game.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Bueller won.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, I think that's a really good point because I think the win over Wameagle really says a lot for Bueller as to what this team can do. But I just think that Andover Central, their schedule, the wins that they've had, who they've had to beat. I think that that really works in their favor because, you know, it's not just the win over Wamigo that Taylor has, but Andover Central, their league is really tough. And having to go up against those league opponents and they beat up on each other and to walk away with only one loss really says that this team has been tested. And so I would definitely give them the benefit of the doubt there. I mean, as for talking about if anyone can beat Miege, I mean, I don't know. I think Andover Central's got the best shot, though.
Well, speaking of wanting teams to maybe be upset, does Holcomb have a chance in Andale? I don't see it, but what do you think?
Everybody always has a chance.
That's such a good answer.
Yeah,
Andale's gonna win. I am a firm believer that, it is so utterly cliche that there's a reason we play these games, and I have seen those things happen. I will tell you, though, the sport that I see it happen the least in is going to be in football. I think it is far too difficult to have upset wins in football. And that's why we make such a big deal of them when they happen, because they just don't happen as much as we'd like to see them happen.
Joanna Chadwick is our guest from Byte Magazine. Let's revisit 5A. Goddard, Eisenhower, and Hayes. Hayes and Great Bend both had really good years. We're not really used to paying attention to those schools very much, but Hayes has really built a good program. Goddard Eisenhower's had a really special year. I don't know how to think about this game. I think Hayes is a real threat. What do you think?
I think Hayes has a really good shot of advancing to the championship game. And I think while as much credit as I give Andover Central and Eisenhower for the schedule that they have, I think Hayes' schedule really benefits it this time of year. They open up with Derby. They played Manhattan. Great Bend obviously was was definitely a really good win. I mean, Hutchinson, I think the Great Bend win was a little bit more impressive than the Hutchinson win. But, you know, I don't think I ever really followed Hayes football up until Jaron, what was his last name, a few years back? The kid who went to OU?
Jared Jones.
No. Jaron something with a K.
I have no idea.
You don't know who this player is?
I know who you're talking about, but I have no idea what his last name was. You're the one that's sponsored by Byte Magazine, frankly. I'm just the guy trying to make a living.
Interesting. I have no smart aleck comments for you, but I do have some ire within my being at this point. So, moving right along, I think that Hayes will probably walk away with the win of this one, but Eisenhower is definitely an opponent that I think should be playing in that championship game as well.
Yeah, I think I like Hayes in this one, too. Their playoff wins have been impressive. They've beaten Andover,
Great Bend.
Yeah, they lost to Liberal in the last game of the regular season. What about Conway Springs in 1A against Valley Heights, a team that you really never hear from?
Jeff has it out for Valley
this
Heights.
This time of year, I don't think they're a state. I don't know if they've ever won a state. I don't think they have.
Just one derogatory comment after the next.
I'm just saying, this is kind of an upstart little program here. I don't know. Can they hang with Conway Springs? Do they have a chance, Joanna?
Well, first of all, let me just go ahead and give you the answer to the previous question that I had. I thought you guys would know it. Jaron Canick from Hayes, a total stud and quite the speedster. Moving on, and now do I get my label back as the woman to talk to from Vite Magazine? All right, we're going to move on back to Conway Springs. Blue Rapids Valley Heights. You're right, Jeff. We just don't hear enough from Blue Rapids Valley Heights. I have to admit that seeing them there is always a surprise to me. I am a big believer in Conway Springs. I just, I just don't think that they're going to be able to beat them. They will have definitely a tough, you know, that Rossville and Centralia on the other side. How many times have we seen those two teams have to face each other? But Conway Springs is very special. They just always seem to churn out these incredible running backs, and certainly their system helps with that. But again, they've got longevity there in coaching staff and a system that they all know very, very well.
First time that Valley Heights is leaving its home turf to play on the road in the playoffs. Jeff will have to greet the Blue Valley coach. I'm sorry, the Valley Heights coach, Cody Trimble, on this show on Monday if they do pull the upset. So
yeah, I gotta
go ahead and pull for him, Joanna.
I don't know. I just don't understand why we have to go for, you know, the negative spin here. I think it would be great to talk to Valley Heights. What a concept, right? Go, Jeff.
It's not negative. I just don't think they have a chance to beat Conway Springs. Everybody has a chance.
I don't.
But no.
Nobody ever thought you'd have a chance to do a daily radio show. Look at you now.
Look at me.
Joanna, we always appreciate you and your time. We'll be following you tonight on Twitter to get updates on Derby Manhattan for sure and all the games in the state. An exciting night. I'm a little apprehensive about Derby for the first time, but believe they'll pull it off. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
It's always fun. Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine.
Derby leads 14-0 after one. I'll tell you that much.
Well, if Manhattan wins, am I okay getting Joe Schartz on the show?
I mean, if you want.
What will you say to him?
Congratulations.
What if I say, you know, this is a guy that had Derby up 14-0 in the first quarter. What do you think, Joe?
Well, if Joe can't handle that, maybe he shouldn't be on our show. How about that, Joe?
Oh, now we're getting personal. Whoa. With Joe Schartz.
Is that personal?
Whoa. Yeah. You know what? Their bus might be pulling into Derby right now.
Yeah, it might be.
What do you got to say to
Joe? Use it for fodder, guys.
What?
Prove me wrong.
You know what, Manhattan? If you pull it off tonight, and you don't want to go right home, and you want Jeff's address,
I'm not going to be
home. Give me a call.
I want to see that. I'm following the bus out there.
Well, you know, maybe my daughter will be happy if Manhattan wins.
Where are you going to be tonight?
I'm going to go to work, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just got to go to Channel 12 then?
That makes it easier.
Yeah.
A lot easier. Hope they show up. That'll be a good story for us.
It would be.
So. I don't know when you're just going to have a moment of clarity.
You thought that was real.
And understand.
You thought that's real.
If you'd have closed your eyes, Bob, would you have thought, I'm actually listening to the track?
I don't know when you're going to have that moment of clarity and just say, when you're driving home, you got a long drive every night after the show.
Oh, yeah.
20-minute drive.
Yeah.
And you're going to say to yourself, do I really belong on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, is that ever going to happen?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
I'll take you out.
Yeah.
I will throw this.
Why? Don't know what you want from me.
I need to bring like some tennis balls you guys could throw at each other. It's going to hurt, but not going to hurt.
That's a little too much.
Just going to bounce
off. Maybe some cotton balls.
Cotton balls.
Yeah, tennis balls could hurt.
That's really macho.
Q-tips.
Well, we don't smoke cigars.
Well, that's obvious.
Yo, bring cigars to
that's
throw
by the way, that's coming up Sunday night.
Can I smoke a cigar down here?
No.
Why not?
Can we text you Sunday night to see?
Oh,
how about this?
Could.
Take a picture and send it to us.
Why?
Just do it.
Who does that? Who goes and then takes pictures and then sends it to their
Just people? Take a picture with your buddies. With your buddies.
Yeah.
And send it to us.
Send it to us. You guys all three smoking cigars.
Well, that'll probably happen.
A little glass especially, of whiskey in your hand.
Especially after 7 or 8 whiskeys.
Oh, 7 or 8 whiskeys.
Well, yeah, we'll be there for like 3 or 4 hours.
Good God.
Like, that's only a couple an hour.
Have some pride, man.
It is pride. It's macho. You don't know nothing about
it. There's nothing more macho than that.
You know nothing about it.
I know, I don't.
Dip the cigar
into
the whiskey.
Do women go to this place?
Yes.
Just on the lookout for machismo.
The last time I was there was
two women having a cigar each. You know, women smoke cigars, Bob.
It happens occasionally.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
Then why'd you ask?
Well, I just don't know, you know, with all the testosterone flowing through this place, I don't know.
Why are you stereotyping people that go there?
You are.
I'm not stereotyping anybody.
You calling yourself macho.
I am going there.
You made the theme of password today macho.
Because it was. That was
the answer. That's all an indication.
That was the answer.
That's all an indication that, hey.
I'd love to see you two just sitting with a cigar and a whiskey. I don't know if I can picture that.
That wouldn't happen for me anyway.
Well, it wouldn't happen to me at my age. It's happened.
Oh, so it has happened.
Not a cigar. I personally have never understood cigars. That's just me. Whiskey, yes. But I don't get the appeal of a cigar.
The taste. And if you pair it right with a whiskey, it's really, really good.
I don't know.
I guess.
It must be.
I'm going to believe you. I mean, I'm not going to.
It is. I don't understand it either. It's just like wine and cheese. Like people say you got to drink a certain wine with a certain cheese and it makes it totally different. And it's true.
I guess. I've never really.
It is?
I've never really.
I didn't know that it was true. I've never done it.
How about just having some cheese without wine? It tastes pretty good.
That's fine, too. Absolutely.
You know what would be great? Cheese with maybe some crackers, right, dudes?
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Who needs wine?
Oh, I might make that tonight. That's
one of his
favorite
meals, he said.
Take some cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers and some salami.
Take some cheese and crackers to the macho place.
They have a charcuterie board that I'll be ordering. It has cheese and crackers on it.
That's beautiful.
And some salami. I'm not sure if it's
Is it like hickory smoked crackers?
No, they got
macho.
They got their own stuff. It's macho stuff. It's
okay,
good stuff. good stuff. Not stuff that you would buy
not
at the store.
No.
We're not.
Because you don't understand how it works.
We don't qualify.
And it's okay that you guys don't qualify. I mean, it's all right.
That's fine. Not our place.
Nah. Everyone's right. Different to each their own.
Are the two guys you're going with pretty macho?
Oh, yeah. Figured out.
Next topic.
Former hockey players?
No, they're from here.
What do they do?
They work at UPS.
Oh,
Next topic, Rad Racer.
I could. Yeah, you could because.
It's not working.
I'm not going to say on the air because I don't want him to. But, yeah, you could get yourself in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We might drive over here after we're done.
I better watch.
We might drive over here and I'll say, this is the guy that was.
You know, one
us.
Of the most macho things I can think of? Beating the hell out of a 70-year-old. Bring it, boy. Bring your cigar, put it out on my head. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. That would be something.
Where are you going to drive to ponder whether you should be on the radio?
Why are you telling me that?
Just asking.
What, I let it?
You don't have a drive home, so where are you going to go?
I don't have a drive home, like you just
said.
That's
what I'm saying.
I've never considered that I shouldn't be on radio. Especially with guys like Doc calling and telling me.
Not guys like Doc, just Doc. Yeah. That's the only one.
I would probably agree with that.
I haven't heard anybody.
You think Doc has a shirt with Bob's face on it? Probably. He wears
a tattoo or something.
2 to 4.
At least.
Now they're knocking Doc.
No, I'm just
who
asking.
Happens to be extremely macho.
Well, he says he's Team Bob, so I don't know if we can consider Doc macho. Can we?
It's tough. It's quite the dichotomy there.
This is a serious question.
I'll just say this in all seriousness. Your guy that wants to hang, that wants to put some trouble on me,
who?
Bring him over.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness. What are you mocking?
I don't know who it is.
Well, apparently I got problems with a UPS guy.
For real?
I think he just made that up.
I missed that.
So did I. He's kind of fabricated this.
Well, he's ready.
He is ready. Look at him.
I'm ready.
You start turning beet red as we speak.
No, I still got the blue.
It's fear. It's all right.
All right. I think that's about it.
Oh, God, I hope so.
That's about all I got. I can't do this every day. You're right. I need to do some soul searching.
Thank you.
But you need to just immediately resign.
Okay. You don't want 2 weeks or anything?
I'll at least think about it.
Okay.
Thanks.
What about Duda?
Duda can hang out.
I'm just here, and I'm just a reliever, man. I'm good at a reliever.
He's blue.
Fine. He can hang out.
It's ball.
It's blue today.
Yeah,
blue. He can do what he wants. He's got a jersey going up at the pump house.
A blue jersey.
And thanks to Darren for sharing that news. It's exciting.
Thanks, Darren.
I mean, you know, Darren's excited about it.
Let me know. I'll come down and have some beers with you.
Most Wichitans,
nah. Not the odd one, though. You know, that's all we need.
There's a few people still out there who followed the Thunder in the 90s.
There's still some of us 50, 60-year-olds that go down and have some whiskeys. Bet you I could have a cigar at the pump.
What a macho. Bet you are so macho.
I'm going to go have a cigar down there, too, I think.
Ooh, and pizza.
Yeah. You coming, Jeff?
I am. No cigars, but yes, pizza.
Oh, go ahead. Go with the cigar.
Nah. I got nothing to prove to anybody.
Attaboy. Be your own man. I like that.
Oh,
form
God.
Your own opinion, and you live by a kid. That
both of you, please run out of here today.
All right.
Thanks. I wish I could. It just, my body won't let me run anymore, buddy.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.